Have you ever had a problem that was so big, so complicated, that you just assume it was somebody else's responsibility to fix it? Okay?
Has visto un problema o has tenido un problema quizás entre un grupo que es tan grande, quizás complicado, y que tú presumes naturalmente que no es tu responsabilidad en arreglarlo porque está muy grande esto para mí y es la responsabilidad de otra persona que tiene capacidad para arreglar esto, ¿verdad? Hermano, si no le ha pasado eso antes, pues le va a pasar un día, ¿eh? Quizás ahorita lo tiene.
Maybe you don't, that hasn't happened to you, but it's going to happen to you. It's a huge problem. It's surely somebody else has got to take care of this. Where are they? You look around waiting for them to step up. How come nobody's fixed this yet? Okay. This person has a problem. How come nobody's helping them?
Entonces miramos una persona que está en una emergencia. Mira, ay, pobrecito, ¿dónde está alguien que le ayude a esta persona? Pues, ¿dónde están? Pues, presumen que otra persona lo va a hacer.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to see, okay, something important here. We're going to see that God solves big problems with little people.
Yeah?
And that's the reason why we don't want to step up. I'm just a little person.
Okay? Yeah? Dios, vamos a ver que Dios resuelve grandes problemas con la gente pequeña. Yeah? Con la gente pequeña. Y por eso presumimos que otro lo va a hacer, porque yo soy una persona pequeña. ¿Yo qué puedo hacer?
Y eso era Gedeón, hermano. Vamos a estudiar la historia de Gedeón, que Dios lo hizo un guerrero y Dios lo hizo juez después de eso, ¿eh? Para gobernar y compartir, aplicar la palabra, la ley de Dios sobre el pueblo.
We're going to look at Gideon today, the story, how God chose Gideon to be used of God, to make him a word, to deliver Israel, and to make him a judge over Israel, okay? To apply the law of the Lord in their lives. Okay?
So hang in there, brothers, because one day this is going to be you. You're going to need this confidence. You're going to need this message.
Un día, hermano, usted va a necesitar este mensaje para su vida. Lo va a tener que aplicar, va a tener que regresar en la Biblia a Jueces capítulo 6 y va a mirar dónde, qué le pasó a Gedeón y cómo Dios lo usó. Dios lo va a tener que usar a usted.
Okay? Entonces, hermano, vaya a voltear en sus Biblias a Jueces capítulo 6.
Start looking in your Bibles. Open it up to Judges chapter 6. That's what we're going to be, okay? Every time you see a verse, you know it's going to be in this chapter, okay?
Miras, vamos a hablar de un versículo en la pantalla, va a estar en Jueces capítulo 6, okay?
All right, let's look at first point. We're going to first look at, brother, the problem, and then we're going to look at the solution that God had for the problem.
Jueces, hermanos, vamos a mirar primero el problema que tenía el pueblo de Dios y luego la solución que Dios trajo al pueblo.
Okay? Y así muchas veces en la vida hay problemas, ¿verdad? Y empezamos a buscar la solución. Y siempre Dios tiene la solución.
Yeah. Life is full of problems, okay?
The natural thing is to look for the solution, okay? But the thing is that people don't get into their head. Only God has the solution.
Yeah.
God has the best solution,
and people avoid that.
They leave it for the very last thing in their life.
And so let's not do that.
Let's learn from what's going on here in the story.
So there was a big problem situation in Israel.
Okay, vamos a ver que había una gran situación problemática en Israel.
Remember, they're supposed to love and serve only one God.
Yeah,
only one God, the true God, the one that delivered them from Egypt with 10 plagues.
Okay, and parted the Red Sea.
Miramos, hermanos, que este pueblo de Israel debía tener solo un Dios.
El Dios verdadero que los sacó de con 10 plagas para los egipcios, los sacó de Israel y luego partió el Mar Rojo,
¿eh?
Y los trajo a la Tierra Prometida. Y ahí están ahorita en la Tierra Prometida.
They're in the Promised Land right now, brothers.
But see, they kept forgetting who their God was.
Se les olvidaba quién era su Dios.
Fíjate.
So let's look at verse 1. What's the problem?
Versículo 1. ¿Qué es el problema?
Then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years.
7 years.
Dice aquí, entonces los hijos de Israel hicieron lo malo ante los ojos de Jehová, y Jehová los entregó. Otras traducciones dice, los vendió, fíjate, en las manos de los de Midian por 7 años.
Midian era otra nación.
Midian was another nation.
Okay.
So, They did, what was the evil that they did? They again forgot to worship the Lord. Okay, all they had to attend was three times a year. Come to Jerusalem or come to where the ark was and give their offerings, their sin offerings to the Lord and their worship offerings just three times a year. And they didn't do that. And they forgot the Lord. Yeah. Solo tenían que ir tres veces a donde estaba el arca de Dios bajo el tabernáculo y adorar a Dios solo. Tres veces tenían que venir, oír la palabra, refrescarse en la palabra, dar sus holocaustos y sus sacrificios para sus pecados. Pero ni eso lo hicieron, se olvidaban de Dios. Yeah. When you don't go to church, you forget about the Lord. Cuando no vas a la iglesia, empiezas a olvidarte del Señor. And God, that's why God commanded it. Dios lo mandó que se reúnan, que se refresquen en la palabra, that they would refresh themselves in the word of God and worship and come out and say, oh, that was a great time in the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Give me strength to serve you this week. So the Lord sold them. First, this is the observation. The Lord sold them to the Midianites for 7 years of oppression. Por 7 años los vendió a los Midianitas. And who were the Midianites, brothers? You know who the Midianites were? Abraham not only had Isaac as his son. After his son grew up and moved away with his, he married again. Abraham had a lot of strength, had a lot of years. Okay, he married again to a lady named Keturah and had another son. Actually, it's three sons or something like that. But Midian came from there. Okay. And so they were in the area too, okay? They got really big and they decided, hey, you know, let's invade these guys, okay? For 7 years, actually. Entonces los medianitas, hermanos, eran relacionados junto con los judíos porque vinieron de Abraham después de que Abraham tuvo Isaac y se le murió su esposa. Después tuvo otra esposa y tuvo más hijos y Midian vino de él. Son como medio primos de ellos, ¿verdad? Pero ya saben, estaban bien lejos de muchos años y pues los invadieron. Yeah? And so, we see here in verse 2, another thing happened. The Midianites caused great oppression. Miraba que los Midianitas causaron gran opresión. Let's look at verse 2. Okay, these are the consequences, brothers, when we decide to have other gods into our life. Yeah? Cuando invitamos a otros dioses en nuestra vida, hay consecuencias. Mira lo que pasó. Verse 2, let me read it. The power of Midian prevailed against Israel because of Midian, the sons of Israel made for themselves the dens which were in the mountains and caves and the strongholds. Miramos, dice que el poder de Midian prevaleció contra Israel y a causa de Midian, los hijos de Israel hicieron para sí mismos las cuevas que estaban en los montes y las cuevas y las fortalezas. Eran como topos, se hicieron como topos la gente en la tierra escondiéndose de ellos. They were like prairie dogs, brothers, hiding in the I'm sorry. Hiding in the ground, in the caves. Why? Because when they came, brothers, they came with all their animals. They came with all thousands and thousands of camels and goats and whatever to eat everything that was green in the land, to steal all the grain and take it with them, to take all the people's donkeys and sheep and goats and take it with them, steal it from them. They did that every year. They would come seasonally during the harvest and do this, okay? And so they had to hide themselves and their animals and everything they had so they wouldn't be taken. Entonces estos venían, hermanos, como plaga, con todos sus camellos, con todos sus animales, y se comían todo lo verde de la tierra, se robaban el grano, todo lo que la gente crecía, se lo llevaban, y pues no dejaban nada, ni gallinas, ni pollos, ni chivas, todo se lo llevaban cada vez que venían en el tiempo de la cosecha. ¿Eh? Y pues si quieres quedarte con algo, te escondes. If you want to keep something, you have to hide yourself. Yeah? You have to hide yourself. For 7 years they did this. For 7 years. Por 7 años. Yeah? We see also in verse 6, they began to cry out to the Lord. Miramos en el versículo 6 que clamaron al Señor, pero carecía de arrepentimiento. No decían, ay Señor, nos arrepentimos, ayúdanos. Yeah. See, they're crying out to the Lord. Lacked something. It lacked repentance. They started to cry out to God and say, "Oh God, help us!" But they wouldn't. They didn't understand why it happened to them. No entendían por qué les pasó esto. So what did God do? In verse 7 through 10, I'm not going to read that. You can read it on your own. He had to send a prophet to tell them why this was happening to him. Tenía que mandar el Señor un profeta del versículo 7 al 10 para que le dijera por qué le estaba pasando esto. Sí, estaban clamando al Señor, pero no le decían, "Ay, Señor, perdónanos porque hemos pecado contra ti." No decían eso. Ah, pues le voy a mandar este profeta para que les diga por qué le está pasando esto. Now, sometimes we're like that. People are like that. They want help, but they don't understand why bad things are happening to them. Okay? Sometimes it's a direct result of our own actions and our own words. Okay? And bad things come. Consequences. Hay mucha gente que busca ayuda, que clama, ayúdame, alguien, ayúdame Dios, pero no entienden que lo que les pasó, le está pasando, son consecuencias de sus acciones, de sus palabras, de su falta de acción quizás. Y alguien tiene que venir a decirles, mira, esto es lo que, por esto te está pasando esto. Tú tienes que ir a Dios y decir, Señor, perdóname y ayúdame a cambiar. Ayúdame, Señor, sáname. Ayúdame, Señor, con este problema, Señor. Dame la humildad para ser instrumento tuyo, Señor. So we got to, God has to send somebody. It's a person. Everyone might be a prophet, okay? But a person who knows you, who knows the situation, and they're able to look into that situation. This is why things are happening to you, and you need to turn to God and ask forgiveness so that He would change your heart and change the way you live. Only He can do it. And healing will begin to start in your life or your family or whatever the situation is. So you have to send somebody. But a lot of times they don't believe. They get angry at them. A la persona que Dios manda muchas veces le enojan. Y, ay, ¿quién eres tú para decirme qué? Esto y se enojan. Fíjate. Ah, pues, quédate ahí. Quédate ahí en tu situación. So that's what the Lord did. He rebuked them through the prophet. Los reprendió por medio del profeta. But God had His answer. Okay, He was still going to help them. Okay, maybe they decided to repent. Okay, quizás se arrepintieron después, pero ahora Dios empieza a dar la solución. God begins to give the solution to big problems. Okay? When big problems come, immense problems, God has a solution. Tienen una solución, Dios. Y cuando vienen los problemas grandísimos, hermanos, a la nación o a la iglesia o a la familia, Dios tiene una solución. Let's see what it is. Let's look at the verse. God sends people like Gideon. Dios empieza a enviar a personas como Gedeón. Or shall I say, He begins to choose people. Él escoge a personas como Gedeón. So let's look at these verses and understand what kind of people or what kind of person was Gideon. So we know what kind of people God's going to choose. Vamos a ver la vida de Gedeón, cómo era él y por qué Dios los escogió a él y cómo Dios puede escoger a otras que son similar a él, ¿verdad? First of all, He chooses fearful people. Okay? Dios escoge gente temerosa. I didn't say coward, okay? No dije cobarde, dije temeroso. I said fearful people, not cowardly people. There's a difference, brothers, there's a difference. Yeah? Let's look at verse 11. Then the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak that was in Ophrah. This is after the prophet had come, okay? Who knows how long ago, okay? And this oak, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress in order to save it from the Midianites. Okay, that's the situation here. I'll explain in a minute. Dice, Jueces 6:11, y vino el ángel del Señor. Venía a escoger a alguien, ¿verdad? Ahí el problema, aquí viene la solución. Vino el ángel del Señor y se sentó debajo de la encina que estaba en Ofra, la cual pertenecía a Joás, a Abiezerita, y su hijo Gedeón estaba sacudiendo el trigo en el lugar para esconderlo de los midianitas, en el lagar, perdón. ¿Qué es el lagar? El lagar es donde pisan las uvas para hacer vino, que es un hoyo, es más un hoyo, una tina abajo así.
Y ahí, ahí echan los racimos y luego cuando está listo lo pisan para hacer el vino. Pero está hondo, está hondo.
So this wine press, brothers, they built those. There were some that were built into the ground. Okay, they looked like a jacuzzi, but it was at floor level. Okay, and they threw the grapes in there when it was time to harvest, and they would step on it. But this wasn't grapes. This was wheat season. Okay, and the wheat season, if you want to beat the grain and separate it from the chaff, brothers, you don't go as low as you can go. You go as high as you can go. And throw it in the air and let the wind carry the chaff away. Okay? You step on it and break it up again, you know, and then throw it up and then the wind carries the chaff away.
Pero si vas a separar el trigo, este es el tiempo del trigo, tienes que ir a una lomita para donde hay viento y cuando lo pisas bien o lo machucas y luego lo echas en el viento, así se lo lleva el viento, la paja y queda el trigo. Pero ¿qué? ¿Qué pasa si tú te paras donde te piden todos? Los medianitos te van a ver y te van a venir a robarte el trigo.
So because he didn't want the Midianites to see him separating the wheat from the chaff out in the open, he had to go as low as he can go and hide and do it so they wouldn't get robbed.
So that was the situation, okay?
So he was afraid of Midianites.
Estaba él temeroso de los medianitas.
Que lo vayan a robar. No era cobarde, pero era precaucioso, temeroso y precaucioso.
So he was fearful but cautious. Okay?
He wasn't a coward. He was cautious and fearful. Okay?
Are you cautious, fearful?
Si tú eres temeroso, el Señor te va a escoger.
Yeah?
El Señor te va a escoger. If you're fearful, God's going to choose you. Yeah? God's going to choose you.
Yeah.
And actually, verse 12, you know, it's funny. Verse 12, you know what the angel said when he looked into the wine press? It's funny because, you know what he called them? All hiding in there from the Midianites. He said to him, "Hail, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." Okay. He didn't look very valiant, okay, hiding down there, okay. But it was kind of like sarcasm.
Era un poco sarcástico el mensajero del Señor porque le dijo a él, el Señor está contigo, valiente guerrero, fíjate, valiente guerrero. Pero no se miraba como valiente, ¿verdad? Escogido.
But see, one of the things, a truth is here, brother, is the Lord can see something we don't yet see about us. And that God saw in that fearful person a valiant warrior. And so God just calls it out. I know you're not acting like one right now, but you're going to be a valiant warrior.
Dios así trabaja, hermanos. Él puede ver en nosotros lo que todavía nosotros no podemos ver. Estamos temorizados, pero Él dice, oh, valiente guerrero, yo veo en ti que vas a ser en mí un valiente guerrero.
And he began to believe this as time went on, talking with him.
Y mientras él hablaba más con el mensajero del Señor, empezó a creer esto.
Oh yeah, brothers. So God, he chooses fearful people. Él escoge gente temerosa. Number two, he chooses frustrated people. También escoge gente frustrada. Look at verse 13. Miramos el versículo 13. Then Gideon said, notice what the frustration in his voice, okay? Gideon said to him, "Oh Lord, if the Lord is with us, why? Why then has all this happened to us?" 7 years, brothers, hiding. 7 years of not being in control of my own life, okay? He says, "And where are his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The frustration.
Mira la frustración, hermano, versículo 13. Entonces Gedeón respondió, "Oh, Señor mío, si el Señor está con nosotros, ¿por qué nos ha ocurrido todo esto? ¿Por qué?"
Dice, "¿Y dónde están todas las maravillas que nuestros padres nos han contado diciendo, 'No os hizo el Señor subir del Egipto?' Pero ahora el Señor nos ha abandonado y nos ha entregado en mano de los medianitas." Pura frustración. You got to get frustrated before you're ready to be chosen. Yeah. Muchas veces hay que frustrarnos primero, hermanos, de la situación para estar listo para que Dios venga a escogernos. Yeah. Are you frustrated with what's going on now in your life? ¿Estás frustrado quizás ahorita en tu vida? Yeah. ¿El problema ahorita en la familia o en el trabajo? Maybe it's a problem at work or in your family or in your marriage. Hey, go to the Lord with it and tell him. Llévaselo al Señor y dile tu frustración. Yeah? Don't just complain to people. Don't take it out on people. Go to God and tell him. Dile, llévaselo al Señor y no ataques a la gente alrededor de ti porque estás frustrado. Díselo a él. Yeah? Él lo puede tomar. Yeah? He did. He took it. The Lord took his frustration. El Señor lo agarró toda esa frustración que él tenía. Yeah? And also, brothers, what else happened? He also sends inadequate people, okay? También el Señor escoge gente inadecuada, los que se sienten inadecuados, los que se sienten pequeños. They feel inadequate, they feel too small to be a part of the solution. Look at verse 14. Miramos el versículo 14. The Lord looked at him, okay? I just want to say something, brothers. Most theologians believe that this messenger of the Lord, okay, was Jesus, okay, before he was ever born. He's always been with the Father, but he's had assignments during all that time before he was born in Bethlehem. He had assignments. He showed himself in certain situations. And I can just see him, Jesus, looking at him, okay. He didn't have the name Jesus yet. He says, the Lord looked at him. Mira, dice, el Señor se lo miró, versículo 14. Y voy a decir algo, ¿no? Que los teólogos creen, la mayoría, que este era la segunda persona de Dios. Que este era Jesús. Antes de que nació, él siempre ha estado con el Padre, dice la Escritura. Siempre. Y se ha aparecido en ciertas situaciones. Y aquí era una, hermanos. Se le apareció a Abraham, se le apareció a Jacob. Cuando luchó con él en el río, junto al Jordán, se le apareció aquí a Gedeón. Dice que el Señor lo miró de arriba hasta abajo. I can imagine him looking up, looking down, okay, after he shared his frustration. Yeah. And this is what he said, go in your strength and deliver Israel. Ahí está. ¿Qué le dijo? Ve con esta tu fuerza y libera y libra a Israel. From the hand of Midian, de la mano de los Midianitas. Okay. Have I not sent you? Have I not sent you? Verse 15, this is, notice his inadequacy. He says, oh Lord, how shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, that's his tribe, and I am the youngest in my father's house. I'm a nobody. Dice, ¿cómo respondió versículo 15? Dice, oh Señor, me estás enviando, ¿verdad? Ah, Señor, ¿cómo libraré a Israel? He aquí, mi familia es la más pobre en Manasés, en la tribu de él, y yo el menor de la casa de mi padre. Era el menor, venía de una familia menor en toda la tribu, se sentía inadecuado. He felt inadequate. Yeah. I'm a nobody. ¿Quién soy yo para este problema que está aquí? Then you're ready, brothers. You're the kind of person God wants. Tú eres la clase de persona que Dios quiere usar, escoger y mandar para traer una solución. ¿Por qué? Why? Because if God sends big people to solve big problems, who gets the glory? The big person, the skilled person, the strong person, the big wise person, okay? He gets the glory, okay? Porque, hermanos, ¿qué pasa si Dios manda a una persona grande, poderosa y sabia a solucionar un gran problema? ¿Quién va a tener la gloria? La persona, ¿verdad? Grande, sabia, poderosa. Pero si Dios manda a uno que se siente inadecuado, frustrado, ¿eh? Temeroso, y Dios trae una gran victoria por medio de esa persona, ¿a quién le van a dar la gloria? A Dios. If God sends a fearful person, an inadequate person, okay, to solve an immense and huge problem, then who's going to get the glory when people see the victory come? They're going to say, only God could have done that. Brothers, that's why If you feel inadequate, brothers, then you know that God is ready to pour His power into you.
Si tú te sientes inadecuado, Dios va a vaciar su gran poder en tu vida para traer una solución a ese problema.
There's going to be a solution to that problem. Okay? I'm a nobody, Lord, but through you, something can happen. Something can happen, Lord. You can turn this around. You can turn this marriage around. You can turn this situation around.
Yeah.
So we can say that God chooses people like us.
We can say then, podemos decir que Dios elige, escoge personas como nosotros. Como nosotros.
So all you got to say, you cannot say anymore, Lord, not me. Lord, if you wish, here I am. That's the biblical answer now.
Ahora de aquí en adelante no podemos decir, Señor, si no me mandes a mí.
Porque hemos visto que tú eres el que calificas.
Lo único que podemos decir al Señor, Señor, si tú quieres usarme, aquí estoy.
Pero tengo que saber seguramente que tú me estás mandando.
One of the things that he learned, okay? He knew that God was sending him, but he wanted to be sure it was God that was sending him, okay? Because the messenger looked like a man, okay? And he had to prove later, we'll see next week, he had to prove that he was God in order for him to believe that that God was sending him. Yeah? But he wasn't sure if this guy was God. He knew he was a prophet or something, but he didn't know it was God himself. So, letter B. In the same way, see, God sends us. En la misma manera, Dios nos envía a nosotros mismos.
You may not like what's going on around you, okay?
Maybe it's your family,
and you feel, what can I do? Just stay frustrated.
Quizás te sientes que ahorita que algo está pasando alrededor de ti y no te gusta, pero te sientes frustrado. Yeah?
You have to pray the prayer, said, Lord, if you think you can use me, here I am. Here I am. Just show me what to do.
Tenemos que decir al Señor, Señor, todo esto que no me gusta, no te gusta a ti, Señor, pero si tú me puedes usar, aquí estoy yo. Simplemente dirígeme para hacerlo.
And God is going to do that, okay? See, God promised Gideon that he would go with him. There's the key thing. You never go alone. When God sends a small person to solve a big problem, you never go alone.
Cuando Dios manda a una persona pequeña para solucionar un problema grandísimo, nunca vas solo.
Dios prometió a Gedeón que irá con él.
Let's look at verse 16. That's the last verse for today.
He says, but Jesus said to him, I'm sorry, that's not it. But the Lord said to him, okay, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man. I will be with you.
Dice aquí claramente, pero el Señor le dijo, ciertamente yo estaré contigo y derrotarás a Midian como a un solo hombre.
Completamente, hermano, completamente.
Así como se derrota un hombre, así todos van a ser derrotados.
And when he says, as one man, he says, you're going to defeat him as one man. That means all of them are going to be completely defeated, just as you would one man.
There'll be no doubt about it.
Here is when he starts to realize, I'm going to go with you, he heard.
Are you God?
Are you God?
Okay. El momento que él dijo, ciertamente yo estaré contigo, le entró a la mente a Gedeón, ¿cómo que tú vas a estar conmigo? ¿Eres Dios? ¿A poco eres Dios?
La siguiente semana vamos a ver esa parte del mensaje.
So, brothers, whatever problem you're facing, the Lord will go with you, okay? The Lord will go with you to solve that huge problem, okay?
You got to trust in that. And that's where the victory lies. That's where the confidence, that's when you start to turn from fearful to a valiant warrior.
Ahí empezamos a convertirnos de uno temeroso a un guerrero valiente cuando nos agarramos de la realidad que Él va conmigo. Él va conmigo.
So, when there's a great God, when there is a great need, God will choose us. He will send us and He will go with us. Okay?
That's the message God wants you to take today. Okay?
De aquí en adelante, lleves este mensaje. Cuando haya una gran necesidad, Dios nos elegirá, nos enviará y irá con nosotros. Irá con nosotros.
No need to be afraid anymore. God's going to be with you. God's going to give you the words. God's going to show you what to do. God's going to give you the patience and the love
Quizás vas a necesitar el amor y la paciencia para esta solución. Dios te lo va a dar. Te lo va a dar Él.
All right. Why don't we stand, brothers? We're going to prepare ourselves for the Lord's Supper this morning.
Vamos a ponernos de pie. And vamos a preparar. Vamos a orar y para la cena del Señor.
Let's go ahead and stand, brothers. Father God, we thank you for your word. And we want to get ourselves ready, Lord, to partake of the of these elements that symbolize your great love for us, the gospel, Lord, even, of how you saved us. But we want to do it in a worthy manner. And we want to give to you, Lord, our frustrations, our sins, our fears this morning. Maybe we failed you, Lord, throughout the week in one area or two. Lord, we want to get on the path of the warrior, of the victor. We want you to go with us. Father, would you cleanse us right now? Cleanse us of the thoughts that are unworthy of you, of our actions and our words, Lord, so that we can, with all the love and appreciation and gratitude, be able to remember what you did for us through the cross. Padre, gracias ahorita por tu palabra, Señor. Queremos entregarte a ti, Señor, todos nuestros temores, frustraciones, pecados, Señor, pidiendo que tú los perdones y los borres por medio de la sangre que Jesús dio sobre la cruz. Que podamos entrar a tu presencia ahorita, Señor, con todo amor, con toda gratitud, Señor, y apreciar tu sacrificio, tomando estos elementos y acordándonos, Señor, de tu amor por nosotros. Queremos adorarte, Señor. Límpianos, Señor. Cleanse us, Lord, we ask now in Jesus' name. En el nombre de Jesús lo pedimos. And God's people said, amen. Amen. Have a seat.